ولا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب، أو كما قال على النبي عليه الصلاة والتسليم. صدق الله العلي العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with this great wealth of iman. Allah Pak keep us with iman. Allah Pak take us from this dunya with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us on the day of qiyamah with a people of complete, kamil, perfect iman. Durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forever and ever, da'im and abadar. He said durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. One Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Bedouin, Allah Pak speaks about them in the Quran, call them Arabis, the Arabs. They come from the outlying areas. You still see them in Medina. You see them in Makkah also. They're from the outlying areas, from the farms. And I would say they were uncouth, but they were very ill-disciplined. They didn't have discipline. And sometimes common courtesy, you know, we say common courtesy, please, thank you, this, that. There were people like this. But they used to come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to entertain them. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these things didn't hurt Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It hurts us. We got so many emotions. You know, we think we're too smart. Someone say one thing wrong, finish. Story is over. I don't want to talk to him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't hurt Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was rahmatul lil alameen. Allah Pak made him that. That same Arabi, when Arabi came in the masjid and he urinated in the masjid, he made number one in the masjid. And the Sahaba went for him. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, leave him. Today one child make noise. Someone's phone rings, someone this and that. Make a big story in the masjid. Baral, whatever it is, we can do it in a nice way. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it in a nice way. The person urinated in the masjid, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you know, take it easy with him. We can always clean the masjid. Can make the masjid park again. We may break his heart. We don't know what will happen. So this Arabi came in the masjid. I came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Bedouin. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as I said, they were very ill-disciplined. So when he came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever it may have been, so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'll teach you four words, four things. I'll teach you four things. If you carry these four things, then dunya, qabar, akhirat is made of yours. Dunya, qabar, akhirat is made. You don't have to worry about anything. You see, brothers, one is, Abdul Hamid Sahib put it very nice. One is, sometimes we do things like, you know, the virtues. We read Fazail Amal, or we read any kitab. And you come there, you do this, you'll get Jannat, or you'll get one big palace, or you'll get like this, or you'll get hurs, you'll get all this. Abdul Hamid Sahib said, you know, this is all credit. This is credit. What kind of credit? You perform two rakat salah, you want Jannat. You'll get that Jannat. No, all of us will get Jannat. Allah is so merciful, brothers. Allah is so merciful. They say even Shaitan, when he sees the mercy of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, he'll say, I will get saved also today. Allah is very merciful. And the person who recites, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, even, you know, in a hadith, it can be, if he does nothing after that, his whole life he does nothing, maybe don't even read Jummah, but he doesn't refute Islam. He still believes in the oneness of Allah and the finality of the Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dakhala al-Jannah. He will go into Jannah. Definitely. There's no two ways about that. If he didn't even read one Juma, yes, he have to serve his sentence. He may have to go to Jahannam. He may have to go to Jahannam. Finish his sentence, they'll take him out, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith he says, the kuffar, Mulana was speaking a little bit of it last night, he said the kuffar will mock the Muslim, he come in the Quran also. He said, what happened to you? You were reading Kalima in this world, you say you Muslim, you Muhammad, you Qasim, you Ayyub, you this and that. How were you with us in Jahannam also? You see, Allah's mercy will come into Josh when he hears this. And Allah will take them out from Jahannam and put them into Jannah. And they say, Allah Pak's mercy is such. He'll say, go to Jahannam, go to a person for one ghari. Like, you know, we say ghari, one sa'ah, it comes in hadith, one sa'ah. One ghari, one moment, he thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take him out and put him into Jannah. This will be the mercy of Allah. I've got 100 mercies, 100 columns of mercies. From the 100 columns of mercies, one column of mercy, Allah's one part of the 100 columns of mercy from the one column, Allah Pak, He took one, He distributed it to the entire humanity and entire creation. One small part of all His mercies. And the 99, he said, he'd show on the day of Qiyamah. This is the mercy of Allah. Allah is, now we have to have mercy, hope in this mercy of Allah. La taqnatu bi rahmatillah. Not despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a jannati will be taken, taken out from Jahannam. There's a Nahra Hayat. Nahra Hayat will be the river of life. He will be washed. You can't go napak into Jannat. You can't go like that all, you know, your body is charred and burnt and everything. You'll be washed. All that will be taken out. And then you will be put in Jannat. Now, the person with the lowest form of iman, we always hear this. The person with the lowest form of iman, his Jannat will be 10 times the size of this earth. Today people fight for one. You know, I just put in Phoenix, something. You know, in Verlam, I'll say, Trenton's Park, Mountview, cheap houses, whatever it is. We fight for one property today. And who? Not like one fellow from that side. Or not. Brothers, uncles, sisters, parents, fighting for one property. And here we say, their lowest form of iman, your Jannat will be 10 times the size of this world. I always, you know, I was always like, when I was a little bit younger, I should think, you know, this 10 times the size of this world your Jannat is. You know, where's the space? That is the lowest form. The billions of people that have come on this earth, then the prophets, and the Anbiya, and the Awliya, and the, you know, the scholars. How big is their Jannat? And where's the space? Until I read a book, I mentioned this many times, you know. I read a book on hyperspace. What is space? You know, we went to Jordan, we went to Jamaat in Jordan, we met one fellow, Arab fellow. He had this big telescope. Big telescope. He studies the moon. He studies all these bodies and everything, the moon and all this. It was a little bit bad weather. He said, if it was good weather, I would show you all on this telescope. He said, see the moon. Dr. Saab was with us. He was giving some dawat on the greatness of Allah. He said, don't tell me about the greatness of Allah. I'll tell you about the greatness of Allah. He said, see the moon. The moon gets its sun from the sky. It travels 2 million years to come to the moon. The light of the sky travels 2 million years to come to the moon. That's where the moon gets its light from. So how much of space? How great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So they say a person will be taken out from Jahannam, Nahra Hayat, he will come and he will be shown his Jannat. They say before he does anything, Allahu Akbar, before he does anything, he will be standing, Allah will say, this is your Jannat. And he will be looking at his Jannat. And they say, for 40 years, he will only stand and admire Jannat. He will be amazed. You know, like when you go sometimes, like, how you'll understand this? When the people go for Makkah, Medina, first time you go to Makkah, Medina, then the people will take your muallim or whoever, it'll take you and go. Then when the Kaaba is right in front of you, and it'll tell you, right, you must make dua now, when you see the Kaaba. But you are so struck at this time. You are so amazed. You know, the glory and this, you forget everything. I saw so many people just cry and cry and cry. Before they can make one dua. Before they can make one dua, just looking at Baytullah, then after that they think of their duas. They say, this is how Jannat will be. That man will stand and only admire his Jannat for 40 years. You know how beautiful his Jannat, brothers? You know, every time I mention this, my iman rises also. Alhamdulillah, subhanAllah. How beautiful is Jannat? We don't know. We can't understand. We'll never be able to understand. Ma la aynun ra'at wa la udhun wa la khud. No eyes have heard, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard. No mind can fathom. But you know what? Who is the most beautiful? Allah. No, Allah in hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah jameel, yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful. He likes beauty also. He likes beauty. Now how beautiful is Jannat? From this you can gauge. The person who has the most beauty, who is the distributor of beauty, who gives beauty, who we cannot understand what is his beauty, he is saying, my Jannat is beautiful. You can imagine how beautiful is Jannat. Kuch mehnat, you know, little bit mehnat ye wo idhar udhar lai. Five time namaz, come for fajr, come for your salah, and your Quran, your Ramadan is there. A little bit, we find it inconvenience, no inconvenience. I don't know how it becomes inconvenience. There's no inconvenience there. You know, somebody said very beautiful, Allama Jawzi Rahmatullah Ali, he wrote in his kitab, very beautiful kitab, Arabic, translated in Urdu, someone translated into English also. He says, Takleef ki wajah se neki mat choro. Takleef ki wajah se neki mat choro. Takleef means, you know, takleef like, hey, inconvenience. I must get up fajr time, I must make wudu, I must go to the masjid. Security problem, start the car, open the gate. So he's saying, takleef ki wajah se neki mat choro. Say, takleef jayegi, neki baki rahega. There will come a time when all the takleef will be gone. You will enjoy it. Ask the people who have paban punctual for fajr namaz. They'll never want to miss fajr namaz. They may oversleep here and there. But a person will never miss his fajr namaz. Takleef, everything is gone. Takleef, everything is gone. And he will never miss his salah. Even if he's traveling in the middle of the night, he's traveling on the train, he's traveling on the plane, Isha time is up, or Zohar time is going. That man is restless. He's restless. Why? I didn't perform my namaz. So, takleef ki wajah se neki mat choro. Takleef jayegi, neki baki rahega. So the person will go into Jannat. A little bit of takleef, brothers. But for the ultimate of Jannat. So this Arabi, very quickly, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to tell you four things. If you do this, everything. Yes, I was telling you, Abdul Hamid sahab, he said one is credit. When you do something for like Jannat, you read somewhere, hey, you're going to get Jannat. You say, hey, I'm going to do this thing. So Abdul Hamid sahab said that is credit. How is credit? You'll do that namaz, they say two rakat salah. You read a two rakat salah, you have to still live in this world, then the long life in the qabr, then you have to go for qiyamah, that's another long, whole long drawn thing. Then you will get your Jannat. But if a person just changes his intention or changes his, whatever it is, and he says, I'm doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is cash. You'll get Allah immediately. You don't have to wait for Allah. Immediately you'll get Allah. Jannat you're gonna wait. But Allah, and once Allah is on your side, finish. So this Arabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said him four things. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advice gave him, he told him, speak kind words. Ajib, brothers. After the month of Ramadan, you know, we'll hear this four things, we'll understand. He told him, speak kind words. Speak kindly to people. Speak nice. You know why, brothers? You know when we speak kindly to others? See Allah Pak, when he sent Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, and Harun alayhi salam, to Fir'aun. You know what he told him? He told him, izhaba ila Fir'aun. Ya izhaba ila Fir'aun innahu tagha. And after he says, faqula lahu qawlan layyina. He said, go to Fir'aun and give him da'wat. But what? The best person of that era was Musa alayhi salam. The worst person of the time was Fir'aun. He's telling the best person of the time, when you go to Fir'aun, qawla layyina, speak to him nicely. Here, ya Allah, we come in sometimes the muazzin many times, like he's on the receiving end, bichara shim. Allah will give you a jannah, don't worry. Muazzin, bichara, sometimes imam also. Sometimes the imam is shouting to people as from the bayan. Our kind words, what happened? Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi speaks of 20 major gunas of the tongue. 20 major sins of the tongue. One of them is arrogance, being rude, and things like that to people. Now, jirmu sagir, jurmuhu kabir. Jirmu sagir, jurmuhu kabir. The tongue is a very soft and small piece of flesh. But jurmu sagir. But what it can cause, the problem and destruction the tongue can cause. Ajib. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, near qiyamah, the tongue will be sharper than the sword. Imagine. The tongue will be sharper than the sword. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this person, speak kind words. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave people advice, he must have seen this person, how he's speaking. Now, as I told you, they were ill-disciplined. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me tell him this, you know. Speak kindly to people. Be good to people. This is very, very important, brothers. Sometimes that, you know, you're breaking someone's heart, that is more important than your namaz, to be good to that person, than reading namaz. You broke the man's heart. Isn't Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, he said, you know, break the Kaaba brick by brick, but don't break the heart of a Muslim. And today, what are we doing, brothers? What do you mean we're breaking the heart of the Muslim? We broke this whole ummah. We've destroyed this whole ummah, brother. Fragmentation. The groups for simple and, you know, somebody was saying, no, you can't make unity on batil. I was saying, make unity on batil. Let it start on batil. Never mind, the foundation is on batil. You'll see that, oh, those people are like this. We saw it in Verulam, brothers, the top mosque and bottom mosque, Sunni mosque and this mosque. All these years, all our people are fighting, writing, those people and these people, both of them, they're going on with one another. And you know when this thing came right? When we said, let's make muhabbat. Let's make love. You know? Let's be good to one another. And now, alhamdulillah, even talking about unity, having one idgah in Verulam. Alhamdulillah, the trustees, most of the trustees from the top mosque, their children are studying our madrasa. Most of the people from our masjid read namaz on the top mosque. And there's muhabbat, there's love, there's talking. We don't need anything else. So the second advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this person was, he said, you must feed the people. He gave this Bedouin, this Arabi, he said, feed people. Feeding people, brothers, charity, sadaqah. Ya Allah, one of the greatest things you can ever get, to feed people. You know, you see, when you give someone something, let's say a person has a need, a person got some need. He got some need, you took some money and you gave him. Whatever it is, food, anything, and you gave that person. You know, when that person, when you give that person, what happens? You're making his dunya. Maybe his milk, this, that, whatever it is. You're making his dunya. But the moment he receives your thing, what happens? He makes your akhirat. You're making his dunya, the moment he takes it from you, he's making your akhirat. Feeding brothers, I'll tell you one story. You can believe it if you want. If you don't want to believe it also, there's no problem. There's no authenticity. You know, today, in this zamana, we only speak authentic. Sahih hadith, sahih this. This waqiyah is not sahih. If you want to believe it, you can believe it. If you don't want to believe it, you don't have to believe it. One person, his mother was very sick. I don't know this person. I do not the first hand I know the person from Verulam, Wick Street or something. His mother was very sick. And he went to the hospital. Doctors told him, finish. Can't do anything now. Just take her and go home. He said, okay. Jakari. He left her and he was going. He went home. As he was going, there were some kittens. They were making noise, so he took, bought some milk and everything, and he gave the kittens. He didn't think anything, he just gave the kittens. After a few days, the doctors phoned, and they said, you know what, bhai, we don't know what we experienced, a miracle we never experienced. Your mother's coming right. Mother is feeling much better, she's talking. And when she came right, when he was, this is feeding an animal, feeding an animal I'm talking about. When he went there, he said, you know what, ma, alhamdulillah, you're good, you're doing well, everything. Look after your parents, brothers, those that got parents. Those that haven't got parents, make a lot of dua. I don't want to go into that. Look after your parents. Lots of Maulana will tell you, works for Darul Ihsan. Many people will tell you, all these ambayans on people disrespecting their parents and everything. That's another story for another day. So she told him, he asked, what happened like? He said, you know what? I just saw some cats making dua for me. His mother is telling him that. And this I'm saying, you can believe it if you want. But I'm going to tell you that why I believe this. One boy drowned in Hazelmere Dam a couple of years ago. And they called a police dog. And the police dog smelled the body. That's the power of Allah. Now how the 8 meters deep, the police dog smelled it. You know when they retrieved the body, the way that dog cried, even mother of that boy, she didn't cry like how the dog was crying. So I'm saying, even the animals, so what's far that a cat made dua, she must have saw it in a different way. So to feed people, brothers, you know, generosity, very, very important. In South Africa, alhamdulillah, you know, Fir'aun, Allah Pak gave him 400 years grace. How many? 400 years grace for the atrocities he committed. Same like this, normal, this Jews, same in Palestine. Allah Pak save our brothers, inshallah. Don't worry, brothers. Time will come. And those that are dying, what? What we come in this world for? Jannat. So they're getting their Jannat. Before their blood touches the ground, all their sins are forgiven, they're going to Jannat. So don't worry too much about that also. Make dua for them also. Fir'aun, 400 years, Allah gave him grace. And you know what ulama write in the kitab? Why? Because he was a very, very generous person. That's why Allah gave him grace. This is generosity. So Allah Pak say, feed people. The third thing he told him, keep fast, keep roza, keep frequently. Not Ramadan. Ramadan is something else. I'm just going to read something out for you. Ramadan fast, that is, you know, sawaline we say, that is farz. But normal fasting, keep normal fasting, Monday, Thursday. It is difficult. People that are working, doing hard work, manual work, building, working in a restaurant, we're holding you, and there are people, but you can keep fast here and there. Fast coming, Zilhijjah also, first 9 rozas you can keep. The reward in nafil, talking about nafil, farz is something else, we heard all about that in Ramadan. The first fast, the sawab we will get. You know, one Maulana from India, my friend was here, Mufti Saab, he's Bukhari Sharif. You were saying, what is the reward for first fast? First fast, the reward is, one is, the words come that Allah will give you reward. You know, it comes, wana ajzi bihi, Allah will give you reward for that, no one else. And the other way you can read that ajzi, that word, you can read that word as wana ujza bihi also. It's the same words, same letters. Just we change the Arab that, zair zabar pesh. See, if you change that, and the scholars have changed it, they said there's nothing wrong. If you say wana ujza bi, then Allah is saying that I am your reward. I am your reward for Ramadan rozas. But I'm telling you, for nafil rozas, listen to this hadith from Targhib. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a person who keeps one roza, nafil roza, see Shawwal fast you can still keep. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in a hadith, what is the reward of a person who keeps a nafil fast? He gives the example of a crow. You see this crow? No, not the crow. It's one of these big birds. Chalo, one of these birds. You see, from the time this bird is born until it dies, the amount of kilometers this bird covers, in this time. That's how far away you will be from Jahannam, this bird. From the time it is created, from the time it is born, until it dies, and the amount of kilometers it covers, that's how far away Allah Pak will keep you from. This is the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You also, you know, believe it, you don't want to believe it. Hard luck. But these are the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he said this bird, it's got a lifespan of 7 years. I can't give the name of this. It's got a lifespan of 7 years. It's much more. But the average 7, 8, 9. Let's leave it at 7. It's got a lifespan of 7 years. They say this bird covers, you can see it on the internet and all this Google and everything. It's there. This bird covers 48 kilometers a day. 48 kilometers a day. You know, all the time it's flying. They don't perch a lot. All the time they're looking for maybe food, this, that, whatever it is. So they are traveling or they're flying all the time. So it covers how much? 48 kilometers a day. If it travels 48 kilometers a day, 48 kilometers, then you multiply that by 24, you will get 1152. 1,152. And then multiply that by 365 in a day, 48 kilometers a day. It will give you 420,480 kilometers for the year. For 1 year, that's how long this bird travels. How many kilometers it covers? It covers 420,480 kilometers for the year. It's got a lifespan of 7 years. You multiply that by 7, you'll get 2,943,360. Very close to 3 million kilometers in its lifespan. So what was the hadith? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, amount of kilometers this thing covers, that's how far away you'll be from Jahannam. This reward is for the person who keep nafil fast. This is like about 40 times around the world. If you go 40 times around the world, for one nafil fast, nothing. Little bit inconvenience again. And once you keep fast, you carry on keeping fast, you will see. That is fasting. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha, knock on the door of Jannah. She asked how, she said, keep roza on an empty stomach. And the last one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, read namaz in the dead of the night. You know, I wanted to say this very quickly. Public holiday, I know some people are still going back to work. A few minutes today. Read namaz in the dead of the night. What it is? It is to communicate why this is so virtuous and so meritorious, reading namaz in the dead of the night. You see, a lover and a beloved, they always like meeting in secrecy. Quite, even if there's a big crowd around, there'll be one corner and they'll be whispering things in one another's ears and telling one another, like, you know, they say like this. Like this also, Allah Pak loves this in the dead of the night when a person, that's why the most meritorious nafil salah is tahajjud. The only nafil salah Nabi Allah Pak speaks in the Quran is about tahajjud. Aqimis salata lidulukish shams. Allah loves this. And when a person recites Quran in salah, see, there are two things here I must have mentioned. When you're reading salah, listen very carefully. When you're reading salah, then you are When you're reading salah, you are communicating with who? With Allah. When you're reading salah, you are communicating with Allah. No president, no important person, not even one rich person, even the trustee in the masjid, the imam is going to talk to the trustee, he's looking this side, that side, the trustee will say, hey, Molana, hold it. You know, talk to me, or you talk to someone else, or you go to this thing, come talk to me nicely, if you want. Otherwise go away home. Or leave the job and go. It's like that. I'm talking about one simple trustee. Now when a person says Allahu Akbar and everything else is flooding in your mind, you're supposed to be communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how Allah Pak is feeling. How Allah Pak is feeling at that time. That you're supposed to be communicating, what, for 5 minutes? For 5 minutes you can't concentrate. All of us. I'm the main one. The moment you know you start namaz, everything. Person lost his keys the whole day, looking for his keys, looking here. The moment he said Allahu Akbar, then he realized where he left the keys. One person, he was like on his deathbed. No, sorry. That's another story. This story, masjid, in namaz. They say 3 rakats or 4 rakats. One old man said, no, you know what? You read 3 rakats. They said, how you know? What makes you say that? He said, no, in the first rakat, I thought of the first shop. Second rakat, second shop. Third rakat, I didn't come to the fourth shop yet. So you read. Now that's how our condition of our salah today is. And how we going to draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Chalo, whatever it is. When a person is reading salah, he is communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's talking to Allah. This is the reality, brothers. There's nothing, no other thing to this. And when a person goes in sajda, he's so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it may not be a hadith, but they say, as-salat mi'rajul mu'minin. What is one of the meanings of salah? What is one of the meanings of salah? One of the meaning of salah, see salah, sod, lam, waw, and all the thing. The word that comes from the word is sila. Sila means to join. There are many meanings for salah. To burn, to make dua, to call upon Allah, munajat, nida, so many meanings. One of is sila. What is the meaning of sila? Sila means to join. You know, in Urdu we say silat rahmi. What that means? Join blood ties, not any ties. Not just normal ties. This is join blood ties. So one of the meanings of salah is sila. What's the meaning of that? That a person is joining blood ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine. You're joining blood ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know when the sweetness of this is going to come. In my life first. When the sweetness of this is going to come in us, and we understand that this is my, you know, this is what I'm here for. And when a person is reading salah, is communicating with Allah. And when a person is reading Quran, then Allah is communicating with him. This is the beauty of the Quran. Allah is communicating with him. Last, I'm just going to tell you all this, brothers. I don't want to miss this out. The Quran. There are 6,326 ayats in the Quran. Words, 77,797 words. Letters, 330,700. Either that it will be, there may be differences. 330,709. Makki ayat 200,137, Madani ayat 130,592, but that's not important. Important. But what I want to say, brothers, in a hadith, it comes, a person who reads one letter, how many nekis he'll get? He get 10 nekis. You must have heard it over and over from madrasa days. They must teach you this before you start learning the Quran, virtues. Put your intention right and you'll get 10 nekis. For reading one letter, and in the hadith it comes, alif lam mim is not 10, is not one word, but it's 3 letters. Alif lam mim is 3 letters, so that's 30 nakis. My ustad, Mohsef also is ustad Kareem Visaksab. He must have came to the masjid. He's a muhakkik, he's a researcher, he's one of the senior qurras of our country. I would say he is the senior qari of this country. So he's a researcher. Can do this. He says that it's not just 10 nakis for one letter. One letter, alif has 3 letters. Alif, lam, fa, 3 letters. So he says not just 10 nakis, it's 30 nakis for alif only. 30 rewards for alif and lam, another 3 letters, 90 letters if you only read alif, lam, mim. I'm going to tell you something, brothers. Sheikh Hanif, Maulana Hanif Sahab, teaching Bukhari Sharif for many, many years. Teaching hadith for about 40 years. Taught in the girls' madrasa. Then he taught in the Springs Darul Uloom. Now he's got his own madrasa. He's teaching somewhere. He's teaching hadith for 40 years. In the Palok Masjid, anyone want to see? I don't know what's the date, but he said it. He mentioned it there. He mentioned it in the Palok Masjid. He mentioned it, what I'm going to tell you now. Ajib. He said the aqwal, the call, and the saying of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And he mentioned also, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought Hazrat Ali up. Abu Talib had 2 sons, Jafar and Ali. Jafar went, so he couldn't look after him, so Hazrat Ali went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He grew up with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hanif is saying, probably he heard this from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hazrat Ali was not a person who make bring something new in deen. But what he said that the 10 nakis a person will get for alif, he said that is if you read the Quran without wuzu. If you're walking around, you can't read the namaz, you can't read Quran when you're in the janabat. You can't read namaz when you need farz ghusl. Without wuzu, if you're walking outside the masjid, you're going home, surah waqiyah, whatever it is. That is without wuzu, 10 nakis. If a person read with wuzu, is 25 nakis. 25. And he said, if a person is sitting and reading salah, he'll get 50 nakis for every letter in salah. 50 nakis for one letter sitting and reading salah. And if he's standing and reading salah, he'll get 100 nakis. So a person who reads the whole Quran, he will get 300. A person who reads the whole Quran will get 33 million nakis. Ramadan mostly, you know, mainly we read in Ramadan. In Ramadan, multiply that by 40, 50, 60, 70. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَكْسِبُ طَالَبَهُ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ